There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
And welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I am Rob. Trevor's not here tonight. I have a special guest.
It's Nico, everybody. How you doing?
Not a special guest. You're the replacement.
No, I'm just a co-host.
Holy shit! No, he's not replacing Trevor
permanently.
Let's not.
This time it's for real, everybody.
No, it is not for real.
He's gone.
Nico is here for just this episode.
In the can, like Alex Rodriguez.
I don't need more tweets and emails. Where's Trevor? Because people love Trevor. I understand. Trevor will be back. I just needed to do another show this week because, it's terrible promotion, but I have to promote the Big Brother Live feeds.
It's the only way that Rob stays alive in Nebraska.
It is.
It's the only thing keeping him alive.
Truly, truly is. Now, the Big Brother Live feeds went on sale yesterday, and I should have probably had the information page pulled up before I started a show, but, you know, why would I do any planning ahead on this program? I mean, why would I do anything?
You don't.
That's true. I just hit the record button and hope for the best.
That's it.
So, the Big Brother live feeds went on sale yesterday. rffradio.com/Big Brother will get you to the page that explains everything about the Big Brother live feeds. Now, what is so cool about this year is that it is not run by Real Player and it's not Super Pass. CBS is running the Big Brother live feeds themselves this year. And because you're a listener to RFF Radio and visit the Reality Fan Forum message boards, you get a special early bird price of $23.99 for the whole season. That's cheaper than it ever has been.
And keep in mind, you're getting an extra 2 weeks as well because
right.
It is starting earlier.
That is true. That is true. Now, I will say this. After I'm hoping that this video doesn't start playing. Okay. After June 25th, this price will not be available. After Big Brother starts, because Big Brother starts on the 26th. And after the 25th, this price will go up. So you want to make sure that you lock in the whole season for $23.99. I always buy the feeds, and I always buy the feeds through myself.
You're getting more for less this year.
You are.
Or less for more, rather. More for less. Less
more,
for more.
More for less.
You know what I mean.
So
you know what I mean. You're getting more feeds because the show is going to be on longer, and it's a cheaper price. So where can, you know, can you go wrong?
I hate for this to sound like a PBS telethon, but we're taking your call. No, we're not. But really, this does support the radio show and the message boards for an entire year. This is our big push, our big sale for the entire year. This is the only thing that pays the bills through the year, to be honest with you. So rffradio.com/Big Brother will take you over to a page with a big, gigantic Big Brother live feed save 20% banner on it. You click that, sign up, and you support RFF Radio and Reality Fan Forum.
And if you sell enough, I'll go away and Trevor will be back as a co-host.
Exactly. So
but
go
only if you sell a certain amount.
Right. That is true.
Or else you're stuck with me. So buy the darn feeds.
But the feeds are a lot of fun. I love watching the feeds. And now that I have 3 TVs in my house, I might just dedicate 1 TV to the Big Brother live feeds.
I mean, look what you got last year on those feeds. You had Dan's big move.
I know.
You had all that great stuff going on last season. You don't want to miss another moment like that.
Sometimes you even get to see boobies.
Even, yeah, if you're like Rob and I.
Just hoping for that occasional nip slip.
It's fantastic, guys. Buy the feeds.
Those Janelle titties just hanging out. Jace used to run around the house naked. I was trying to figure out which guy, but I think it was Jace that would run around the house naked quite a bit.
You would know.
Yeah, for all the ladies out there, even the guys get naked. Because that's what women want. Just endless live streaming of cock.
Is that what they really want?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Is that really? Okay.
That's what I've been told anyway.
Hadn't worked out so far, but maybe it worked out.
So this is kind of also a Two Cents Radio crossover show, so we might be a little edgy tonight.
Yes, incredibly edgy, as we are on a normal week of Two Cents Radio.
Now, it's funny, because on CBS.com, I'm looking through all of the promo pictures right now, and they have a picture of Dan and Danielle, Kara and Ian up there, JoJo, but they've got a picture of Brittany with the name Jill underneath of it.
Really?
Yeah. So that's kind of odd.
Well, you know what? If she was on RFF Radio more, maybe people would know her name.
Exactly. She had a baby. Let's cut her some slack.
Good for her.
She pumped out a kid.
You know what? Do it with the baby. Come on.
But please, rffradio.com/bigbrother. Get those Big Brother live feeds ordered today for the whole season. And then the cool thing is, and I love watching the live challenges, those endurance challenges. Those are great to watch on the feeds. And you can watch that with this. But after June 25th, the price will go up. So there you go. And that's why we wanted to do a show. People, back to your regular scheduled programs tonight on PBS.
What do you got to talk about?
I have nothing.
Neither do I.
Oh, good. I'm glad. How'd prom go?
It went well. Prom went well.
Yeah?
We had a good weekend. I enjoyed myself.
Your purple was weird.
Oh, so you saw pictures.
I did. I have you as a friend on Facebook.
Of course. How was the purple weird? Explain.
It just didn't look like the purple that I expected.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Now, did it match? Did it match the dress?
I don't know. I don't have an eye for that, so.
Take another look at the picture and tell me if it matched the dress, because this is very important that you let me know these things.
At first glance, no.
Well, that's unfortunate, because that was also her reaction when she first saw it.
Of course it was.
Okay. So, when I got my tux, I went to a buddy of my dad's who is a very, very loud Italian man. And he's not very good at his job. So when I gave him the swatch with the color purple, he just...
Now, it wasn't purple. What color was it supposed to be?
Excuse me.
Magenta.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, by the way, if you do not normally listen to Two Cents Radio and you're listening,
go listen to episode, what was it, 92?
Yeah, the last one where we were talking about this.
Yeah, episode 92.
Okay. So he just quickly looked at the color and then automatically went and got a darker shade of purple. But within this shade of purple are little diamonds that are magenta.
Oh, Jesus. So
he quickly held them up together and yeah, it's good enough. It compliments. I think it looked quite good. To be totally honest.
I didn't say that it looked bad.
I think it matched. She did not think it matched.
I didn't think it matched.
Well, Rob, what do you know?
Exactly. What do I know? I just agree with the woman.
Yeah, okay. So, most people agreed with me, thought it matched.
I'm seeing the connection here. Okay, I'm looking at a big group picture, and I notice one of your friends, and I see that, like, that's his sister that you went with.
Correct.
Yep. Twins?
Yes.
Twins? Okay.
Correct. She's good investigation.
She's much more beautiful.
Good looking, right?
Yeah.
Not too bad for Nico.
Not too bad for Nico. It helps that you have an in with... He's probably one of your best friends, isn't he?
He's my closest friend.
Yeah.
Which makes it kind of awkward, but... Yeah.
Hey, dude. Fucked your sister.
Oh,
just
God.
Get into all the gory details. Even if you didn't, you just make something up. That's what friends do.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I won't even get into it. but yeah. Anything else you'd like to observe from the photos?
So you went to McDonald's at like 2 in the morning.
Yes, we did. And took prom pictures of McDonald's at 2 in the morning.
I think I was still up when that... Maybe that picture got posted the next day. But
I think she posted it like at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Because okay. We went like immediately afterwards.
Because I was still up when that picture got posted.
Yes.
I was still awake.
Do you hear a lot of talking in the background, by the way?
A little bit, but nothing more than Trevor's wife.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Yeah, so what was the McDonald's? Why did you go to, like, Taurus says, such a classy joint as McDonald's?
Which is funny, because we went to a very classy place for the prom. No, we were in the mood for ice cream, so we went to McDonald's, and then we decided, you know what would be hilarious is if we took prom photos here.
Okay, so does your McDonald's have strawberry sundaes?
I wouldn't know. I don't think I've ever had a strawberry sundae.
Okay, because back in the day, McDonald's had some really kick-ass strawberry sundaes. And the last time, when I went to New York in 2007 for Trevor's wedding, the McDonald's at Times Square had those kick-ass strawberry sundaes. So I was wondering if it was like a West Coast thing or if it was just because I was in New York in Times Square that they had something a little bit nicer.
I don't know. Maybe. They have a... They didn't. I think they just introduced the ice cream cone dipped in chocolate. I think that's a new thing. They're kind of expanding with their ice cream. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a strawberry sundae.
Well, I wasn't sure if that was just something that they didn't do in the Midwest anymore, and it was kind of a West Coast thing. So I've been kind of wondering. So everybody out there, tweet me. Does your local McDonald's have strawberry sundaes, and are they kick ass? And I'm not talking about the strawberry sundaes with, like, nuts on top of them, because that's not a strawberry sundae. You're ruining ice cream by putting peanuts on your ice cream.
Is that what you think?
It is.
You don't like the...
It's not what I think. It's the truth. It's the spoken... has been spoken by Rob.
Okay. I prefer a smooth ice cream as well. I don't like texture to my ice cream.
I like everything smooth. What's that?
What? YOLO?
Exactly. So I've been... Kurt, the commissioner, and Mark both posted on my Facebook walls. Well, Kurt, I guess, emailed me, but Mark posted on my Facebook wall about... And this is what Kurt emailed me about, was the new show on ABC, Whodunit.
Yes, I saw that as well.
And everybody's, like, comparing it to The Mole.
Yeah, it looks kind of similar. I hear also a lot they're comparing it to the show Murder in Small Town X. Do you remember that show?
Oh, God. That terrible show?
Did you hate it?
I hated it. It was awful. I watched 3 episodes, and it was terrible. So Whodunit puts 13 guests' investigative skills to the test in a riveting mystery reality competition. Guests will use a variety of crime scene investigation techniques to meticulously uncover evidence in a series of puzzling murders to ultimately reveal who among them is the killer. Which is kind of a mole-ish type thing, except the mole isn't sabotaging. There's no sabotage going on.
To me, it just seems like a cheesier version of The Mole.
It does.
It just seems like The Mole with and The Mole, but going out of their way to really like script it and make it more of a big production.
The Mole is such a unique that's why I liked The Mole so much. Is it's such a unique twist on a game.
And yeah, also, I mean,
East York Reality fan says it sounds like a bit like Clue.
Yeah, the format really works on The Mole.
Yeah.
The way that they incorporated the challenges with the sabotaging. I mean, this seems like, all right, they're going to be killing someone every week. There's going to be a not as much authenticity as, say, The Mole.
Yeah.
Which could be completely honest. I mean, I does this new show have more potential in the ratings than, say, Mole Season 6? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't it have just been smarter just to say, you know what, let's bring back the Mole in a good time slot with a good host and a good cast?
and not make the Mole so obvious that Rob's able to pick it out before the first episode.
I mean, that to me would have more potential than a brand new reality show like this, but I don't know.
Were you listening to RFF Radio when I picked Chubbs as the Mole?
I don't know if I was. I've been listening for a while. I don't know if it was all the way back then.
God, we were doing that cast preview for the last season of The Mole, and here's Chubbs. I don't even remember his name. He was Chubbs through the whole season.
Craig.
There we go. And I said, this guy is the Mole. This guy is the Mole. And I was right. He was the Mole.
Well, yeah, when you cast this stereotypical fat guy.
He's absolutely the Mole.
I mean, one of these things is not like the others. Elmo could have told you that.
But no, I do miss the Mole, and it was a great show. My thing is with the Mole, did the producers intervene too much with the sabotage?
Possibly, and I think that might be the same risk here.
That's true.
You know, I mean, when they have to pretend that people are dying every week and they're investigating murders and stuff, like,
yeah,
that seems like it has to be by nature heavily scripted and a lot of producer manipulation.
Tower says Rob is the leading detective in Nebraska.
He's the only detective in Nebraska.
That's probably true too. But no, I think you're right. There is a fear of just too much script with a show like this.
Because again, the Mole, even though you know, they had to have a guy on the inside doing what the producer said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the game was still very pure.
It was.
They didn't have to play characters or pretend something was happening. Like,
right.
The format was just fantastic. The way they were able to balance, you know, putting money into the pot with producer manipulation. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, it would just make more sense to bring back the Mole, but every time that's happened, it's bombed, so.
A part of me always wanted and you can't do this with a format like The Mole, because part of the big reveal, or the payoff for The Mole, is the big reveal of who is The Mole. But I always wanted a running tally of how much money The Mole costs the team. You know, like, the Mole cost the team $118,000 this season.
Well, wouldn't there always be wouldn't it always be out of like $1 million or something?
Yeah, it would be. But I would want that. I wanted to know that as the show was going on. But you can't do that because part of the payoff of the show is finding out who the Mole is. And if you're giving a running calculation of how much the Mole has cost, then that's going to give away who the Mole is.
Do you think that they would have been able to do it? Like, just one season telling you who the Mole was at the beginning? Or do you think that would have just ruined the whole thing?
No, I think that probably would have ruined the whole thing. Because that final episode, you watch not to find out who won, like we do in Survivor.
You really don't care who wins.
No, you don't. You find out who the Mole is. So the identity of the Mole has to be kept secret. But it would be fun to kind of have something to cheer for with the Mole, if you know that maybe they're going to get this money that they've cost the team.
Yeah.
East York Reality Fan says, Anderson Cooper made the Mole. Since he's on CNN, the show isn't really that good. That's true. I loved Anderson Cooper as the host.
All you've got to do is call Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, God. He was terrible.
I'm an unapologetic supporter of Ahmad Rashad. I love those two seasons. I love those two celebrity seasons so much.
I liked the celebrity seasons just because the beautiful woman just fucked over Corbs and Stevie B the whole time, both times.
I loved it.
If anybody has the second season of Celebrity Mole, I don't think you can buy that on DVD. The first season with Kathy Griffin, you can.
Those are just marvelous, those seasons.
I need to watch that again.
I loved them. Stevie B and Corbs. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that show really is when Stephen Baldwin became the character that he now is.
No, that whole show was about Eric Von Detten. Let's be honest.
I was sold that guy was the mole.
Were you?
I was.
I wasn't. He was so quiet, though. Whatever happened to him? That was literally the last time we've ever heard from Eric Von Detten.
It was the last time we heard from a lot of those guys.
It is. Kathy Griffin went on to do great things. I loved her on My Life on the D-List.
That show's not still on, though, is it?
No, it's not.
No. Let's see. Pull up the cast. Who else is on there?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just sitting here talking. I should actually be researching. Why would I be doing that?
Crack research team here on RFF Radio.
Oops. Celebrity Mole Hawaii. So, you had Corb, Eric Von Detten, Frederick Vanderwall, Kathy Griffin, Kim Coles, Michael Boatman, and Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, all those guys, they didn't do anything.
Michael Boatman's on Anger Management with Charlie Sheen.
That show stinks. That show's terrible.
Tower says Eric Von Detten was in Toy Story 3. Yeah, he was the voice of the bully. He was the voice of the bully in the first one.
Oh, yeah. That's right, he was.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
I just love the absurdity of bringing back Stephen Baldwin and Corbin Burns for a second season and then them doing the exact same thing over and over again.
Yep. It looks like... let's call him EVD.
EVD.
He does a lot of voice acting.
Good for him.
He was on the TV show The Legend of Tarzan. He was the voice of Flint for 4 episodes.
Just a guest spot on Legend of Tarzan. Couldn't even get like a main character role on there.
Yeah. He was Brad in Malcolm in the Middle on 1 episode.
A guest spot on Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you really knew you made it.
He was a voice in 1 episode of Avatar The Last Airbender.
I did love that show.
Yes, Eric Von Detten was Sid in Toy Story.
That's really strange. I wouldn't think of him as a Sid type.
He was Flint on Tarzan. Did I say that?
Yes, he did.
He must have been on Flint on the movie Tarzan. Yeah, these are movies now. He was in The Princess Diaries. Where's Eric Von Detten? Let's get Eric Von Detten on RFF Radio.
He can come on this show. What else?
Absolutely. The last movie he did was Smile in 2005, if you don't count Toy Story 3 in 2010.
Let's look for a Twitter, everybody.
Yeah, let's get Eric Von Detten on the show.
Let's get the EVD Twitter.
We have to get EVD.
And then
EVD.
We'll Twitter bomb.
Yes. Eric Von Detten Twitter. Is this going to happen? I would love this to happen.
Ask him about this reality show that he did over 10 years ago.
Yes.
So what was it like working with Stephen Baldwin?
With Kathy Griffin.
Is Stephen Baldwin truly the creative genius that he has made himself to be over 10 years of reality shows?
So there is a @VonDetten on Twitter that hasn't tweeted since October 28th, 2009.
Oh, no.
That's a fake account, though. I don't think he's on Twitter. What happened to this kid? He's my age, though. Why am I calling him a kid? He is 30. I am literally less than a month older than he is.
You're telling me Eric Von Detten is not on Twitter? What the hell is he doing?
I'm on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter.
Yeah, what is Eric Von Detten doing? And why? Yeah, Brink. Did you ever watch that movie on Disney Channel?
No.
1998. Yeah, you weren't born yet. 98. What am I thinking?
I was born in... Whatever, you're right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was Wally Cleaver in the 1997 movie Leave It to Beaver.
They made a 1997 Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, they did, and he was in it.
With who?
Let's see. Leave It to Beaver. Christopher McDonald was the father, and Cameron Finley was Beaver.
Sounds terrible.
It was awful. I remember seeing it. I went to the movie theater to see Leave It to Beaver. East York Reality Fan says he was boy number one in Hercules.
Oh, look at that. Eric Von Detten and Wally and Leave It to Beaver.
What happened to this guy? Now I'm really, like, curious.
Find Twitter people and Twitter bomb them, please.
I'm really curious.
Tell him to get in touch with Rob. He was in the television series Recess.
Okay.
You ever watch that show?
Nope.
That was my jam back in the day.
How was it? Do you
remember that show?
Do you remember the EVD?
I don't remember him.
He was in Dinotopia. I never watched that show, but
Dinotopia. Let's see.
He really is, like, just a metrosexual motherfucker, isn't he?
Are you on his IMDb?
I am.
You look at that picture, yeah.
God damn. How much pussy did this guy get?
Probably not much. Well, I'm being honest.
Oh, you don't think he likes that? Or? Okay. How much cock did this guy get?
I don't know. I'd give it 30% chance.
His IMDb page is incredibly long. I mean, really. It starts back in 91. He was 9 years old.
So he was on the first season. He was runner-up that season, correct?
Yes.
He came in second place.
Kathy Griffin won the show.
And then second season, Dennis Rodman won, correct?
I have no idea. I don't remember. But I think you're right.
Okay. Because Dennis Rodman and then the other model.
Eric Von Detten. Possessing leading man good looks and undeniable charm, Eric Von Detten has proven himself to be an actor of unquestionable talent.
Unquestionable?
Okay, so he's definitely on the internet because he wrote this.
Pacino over there now. Unquestionable talent. Give me a break.
He's proven himself to be
he
an
couldn't
actor.
He even beat Kathy Griffin at the mole. How could it be unquestionable talent?
Him and Kathy, I wonder if we could get a hold of Eric Von Detten through Kathy Griffin. Because they really did form a friendship on the show. And I'll be honest, I would love to have Kathy Griffin on RFF Radio. She'll never do it.
I don't think she would ever do it. But you love her. You've been in love with her for quite some time.
I have. I would give anything to go out on a date with Kathy Griffin.
I find her a little obnoxious, but okay.
I find her obnoxious too, but listen to me talk sometime. I'm obnoxious. I would love, yeah, there would be nothing more in life that I would want if I could go out on a date with Kathy Griffin.
I never found her that funny.
She's probably not incredibly funny, but she tickles my funny bone. And other things. The inappropriate bell gets used way more on 2 Cents Radio, people.
Yeah, we're a little tame today.
2centsradio.com.
Check it out.
Check it out.
2 Cents Radio with Rob and Steve, starring Rob and Nico.
That's right. Hey, but Steve did say he wants to do a show next week.
Well, yeah, okay.
Next Tuesday afternoon. So
call me up. Let's do a three-way.
Take school off. Are you done with school?
No, not yet.
No. Are you done with school next Tuesday?
I'm not.
Because he's going to want to do it at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, I'll be home.
Oh, okay. Take a sick day. Yeah, if you're home, well, absolutely.
I'll be home. Yeah, I'll be home.
Okay. Well, the search for Eric Von Detten is on, people.
Find a Twitter and Twitter bomb, please.
You know, maybe even a MySpace. Maybe this kid is just back in time. Find his MySpace page. I can't imagine that he's not on Twitter. How can you not be on Twitter?
Especially if you're EVD.
Yes. And that should be his Twitter. Twitter.com/EVD. Not Evil Dick. Eric Von Detten. He really is. It irritates me how attractive he is. He is just one handsome motherfucker.
I'm putting 30% chance that he bats for the other team. That's all. I'm handicapping it at 30%.
It just irritates me how handsome and attractive he is, and I'm comfortable enough saying that.
He's a good looking guy.
But I would also fuck Kathy Griffin. So, I mean, what does that tell you about my taste?
I think those two ever hooked up.
They might have.
She's a bit of a cougar. I take her for a bit as a cougar.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I want to go out on a date with her.
All right.
How fun would that be if Kathy Griffin listens to this show?
Kathy, I love you.
Although the chance is almost zero. It's possible. But zero. Okay, here's what we do, people. We Twitter bomb Kathy Griffin. Does Kathy Griffin even have Twitter?
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, she does. At Kathy Griffin, it looks like.
How many followers?
1.7 million.
Oh, that's fine. We'll break into that.
Yeah. So we Twitter bomb at Kathy Griffin. You know what they say? You shoot for the stars and hope you land on the moon. So we're going to shoot for Kathy Griffin to come on RFF Radio and hope that Eric Von Detten comes on RFF Radio.
Here's what you do. You Twitter bomb Kathy Griffin for Eric Von Detten's phone number. Say, are you still friends with this guy? Hook us up, and then we get the interview that way.
Yeah, maybe. I do like Kathy Griffin. How can you not? I mean, I'm looking at her picture right now, and she's just, I don't know what it is about her. Something about redheads, though. I've always had a thing for redheads. It's weird. It's just weird.
Interesting.
But I also loved her house. What the hell is this?
You loved her house?
Yeah, when on My Life on the D List, her house was just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have no shot, do I?
No.
Damn. That's disappointing. Oh, what else do we have going on? I'm looking at Kathy Griffin's pictures on Twitter right now. She watched Behind the Candelabra.
No. However, I am a Game of Thrones fan.
Uh-oh.
So I came on that Sunday night, prepared to watch.
That's right. I heard about this. I heard about this.
Preparing to watch the newest episode of Game of Thrones, and instead, I'm subjected to Michael Douglas and Matt Damon.
Having relations.
Having relations. And then you hear all these comments after the fact. Have you heard these comments from Michael Douglas?
No, I haven't.
What?
Oh, about, yes, I know what you're going to say. That he has the throat cancer from eating too much pussy.
Yes.
Yeah. Because girls carry that HPV virus. And that HPV likes to settle in men's throats and give us the cancer.
And did you hear what the cure for cancer is, Rob?
What's the cure for cancer?
This is scientifically proven.
Sure
this is. This is according to Michael Douglas.
Uh-huh.
This is a proven medical fact. The cure to get rid of cancer caused by cunnilingus.
Does that mean what was the famous broad he was married to?
Hold on. Let me finish the statement.
Okay.
The cure to cancer caused by cunnilingus is more cunnilingus.
What?
That's what he claims.
So, was he basically saying that Catherine Zeta-Jones had just, like, a diseased pussy?
That's essentially what he's saying, yes. Let me read you the statement. Read you the statement. Michael Douglas, throat cancer, first thing that comes up. Let's see. Where's
Michael Douglas, wife Catherine is healthy. This HPV shit scares the hell out of me. I'm not even kidding. It scares me a little. That I can get the HPV. Is there a shot that I can get? I don't believe so.
I think this is sort of got to avoid the oral sex.
But why? Why is everything fun so bad for you?
Yeah, well, you know what? No protection there.
What? Who uses protection? Now, I know you're a little young for this. Who the fuck uses protection when they're eating pussy?
Well, no one. That's the point.
Exactly.
Well, that's why abstinence is the only way.
Oh, fuck.
At least that's what they taught us in health class.
Okay, yes, that's a good question, because you live out on the East Coast.
Okay.
Your health class, did they tell you proper use of condoms?
No.
No?
No, they did not.
Wow.
They didn't know. There were no instructions. They would make us aware of the several types of birth control.
Well, I guess that's a start.
But no, the lessons would consist of what is the best way to avoid these sexually transmitted diseases, and so they would go, you know, to the line, HPV, genital warts, down the line, whatever, gonorrhea, AIDS, whatever. And each time they would say, what is the best way to avoid, and they would always say, abstinence, and they would just repeat that word over and over again.
You know, I am,
I'm not in a Catholic school, historic reality. God, no.
I am probably more conservative, and I mean, you guys realize that from just listening to me, but I think you need to teach kids how to fucking put on a condom.
It'd be nice. It would really be nice.
And a proper way to do it with your mouth without rubbing teeth up against my dick. That's what I want.
Oh, my God.
That's what we need to be teaching our school children.
I feel so bad right now for the listeners that are listening a normal week, but normally get like a somewhat, I mean, a little dirty, but somewhat moderate show every week. They're getting this.
Yeah, well, everybody fucking hold on to your butts.
I'm sorry, everybody. East York said just hand out bananas to the class with condom.
I just... But all joking aside, people, kids in high school are gonna bone each other. It's just the fact of it. It's fun, it feels good, and people do it all the time. So why don't we teach these kids how to use a condom so that we're not spreading the HPV, the whatever the fuck disease is out there? I know it's like AIDS and herpes and all that good stuff, but let's like try to slow down other than, oh no, the best way to not do this is not get it. Well, of course the best way of not getting it is not to have fun. The best way to stay alive is to stay in bed all day long. Don't go outside because the sun is going to give you cancer and you might get hit by a car, but fuck! You gotta live life.
Yeah, I suppose. But again, at these schools I want to encourage sex, but...
You're not encouraging... I understand. Okay. I get that counterpoint. You don't want to go out there and say, hey kids, have all the fun... Fucking fun you want. Literally, fucking fun you want. Because you're not going to have to worry about it because condoms work every time. No, that's not what you say because condoms don't work every time. You know, that shit rips. It tears. It breaks. Scary shit happens.
It rips.
That shit rips. But let's be smart about this. I don't know. Faithy just had the talk with his nephew, and I was the aunt who had to tell him how to use a condom. Oh, yeah, that, see, like, that's my thing about having kids in the future. Like, I don't want to have the talk with them. Listen to this show. How about? how about I record right now for my kids? Okay, here was my pep talk from my mother. I got the talk from my mother. Oh, she's my like, God. You know, just play with it in your pocket. Don't be unzipping your pants. If you want to play with your tallywhacker, do it in your pocket. That was the talk that I had. That was it.
You mean through your pocket?
Yeah. Play with it in your pocket. Don't unzip your pants. Those were the words of wisdom from my mother.
Huh. I'm trying to figure out the geometry of that.
You either have to have a really big tallywhacker or some really big pockets. So Faithy's nephew is 15 and confided that he's already having sex.
Oh, God.
Like, that's scary shit right there. 15-year-olds are having sex. People younger than that are having sex.
But he told you?
He must have. He confided into somebody.
Huh.
So, we're waiting for Faithy's answer in the chat room.
50. Okay. All right, whatever.
So, see, in 2 years, Nico, you could be having sex. If you're on track with this kid. I'm kidding. Yeah, he did. We have a good relationship, and his dad isn't around.
Mm.
Well, at least he's got a cool aunt to show him how to use a condom.
I know. That. If you're a listener of ours, you have a darn cool aunt.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, how did we even get here?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. You brought up Michael Douglas or something.
We were talking about the EVD, and of course, every
how
time...
How did we get to... No, you mentioned Behind the Candelabra.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're a Game of Thrones fan.
Yes. By the way... Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any listeners out there that watch Game of Thrones.
I want to get into it someday.
Let me tell you something. This previous episode, there was a scene in this episode that I am declaring the most disturbing scene in television history.
Were they naked?
It is shocking.
Were they naked?
No.
Okay. Well, then it's not that shocking.
Well, there's a lot of nudity. So, which is why it's not that shocking when it comes. But, my God.
I heard there was a bombshell.
Yeah, did you see all the uproar on Twitter? It was crazy.
Yeah, I heard there was a big bombshell.
It was crazy.
I don't know what it is. Someday I want to get into it, but I heard it's really complicated.
Yeah, there's a lot of backstory. But, yes, I would recommend getting into it. It is sort of a show that takes a while to get into just because it is fantasy and a lot of characters, a lot of story.
Sure.
So kind of like The Lord of the Rings. I don't know how big a fan you are of The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I mean,
those sort of take a while to sort of get.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the same way. But it is a really good show, and this last episode was unbelievable.
I don't think any show will ever beat, though, in my head, The Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah. I am just a huge Walking Dead fan.
You still love it?
I still love it.
Because I know a lot of people that don't love it anymore.
This season was rough. But you cannot continue on the fucking high of the first two seasons. The first season was absolutely incredible. The second season was slightly less than absolutely incredibly amazing. So you cannot keep up that pace through three or four seasons of a show. I think if you stick with it, it's going to come back. But they just can't keep the pace up that they had.
It's not good for a show like that to be declining in quality, though, especially so early.
No, I agree. But this show also does not have a very long run to it. You know, it's going to be like Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is done after 5 seasons.
No, this is not going as soon as Breaking Bad is, though. There's no way it's going to finish up in 5 seasons.
I don't see how you can continue on a 6th or 7th season of The Walking
Dead. From what I heard, the comic books aren't even done being written yet.
No, probably not, but I don't see how you keep a storyline interesting for that long.
Well, they keep killing off characters like I hear they keep doing.
It's a massacre. It's a massacre of main characters.
I mean, that show right now is beating some of the biggest shows on network television.
Yes.
It's beating American Idol. It's beating The Voice. It's beating all these shows.
American Spanky Yankee Idol. Yeah. Jesus.
Like, Breaking Bad isn't doing those numbers. Like, The Walking Dead is an insane, just a monster.
It is. It is.
So, I mean, AMC would be stupid to let it go as soon as it is, like, Breaking Bad and all those other shows.
I just don't know how you keep going gangbusters like they do.
People keep watching it.
And this season has proven that there is definitely going to be a plateau, but I think you need to write it out because I think it's going to come back.
But it never topped the original season, according to you.
Those first 2 seasons were fucking amazing.
Because what my impression has been, it's slowly been going down in quality. As opposed to, for me, the best shows have always improved.
I can't argue and disagree with that. Because
I mean, for me, I love Breaking Bad. I don't know how... Are you all the way through Breaking Bad yet?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'm all the way caught up on Breaking Bad.
Like that? So you're on season 5 as well?
Yep, I'm through... I'm all caught up.
Would you agree that each season of Breaking Bad has been better than the last season?
No.
Really?
I would say that... once the big kingpin was killed, it definitely took a decline as we're ramping up for Walter.
Really?
Yep.
See, for me, season 5 was my favorite one so far.
It was good. I liked that build-up. That build-up of a villain. And they killed him off. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, just shut the fucking podcast off right now. Once they killed the chicken guy, what's his name?
Gus.
There was definitely a shift in the storyline as we wait for Walter to be the kingpin. We build up Walter as the kingpin.
Well, yeah, they set up this great villain, and he was just fantastic. And the show shifted to what the original intention was, which is, in the end, Walter's the villain.
Right.
I mean, he's the hero of the series, and he's the guy that you care about and you follow, but in the end, he is the bad guy.
Yep.
So now that they've shifted to that, although it is a much different show in season 5, I enjoyed it more than the other 4 seasons.
And I
thought every single season progressively got better. I don't think it ever went down in quality. I think it always went up.
The ramp up now is that his brother-in-law, who's the drug enforcement agent, has caught on to him.
Yes.
And that's going to be the big buildup. But we have, at the beginning of season 5, his 52nd birthday, which Walter is on the run, basically, is what I got out of it.
Correct. Yes, what I got out of it as well.
So, to me, that irritates me. Because we know that on his 52nd birthday, he's on the run. Maybe they'll you know, build it in differently, but...
I have a feeling they're killing off Hank, to be honest.
They could be. They absolutely could be. And Walter might be the one that does it.
I can't wait. That cliffhanger was outstanding.
Yeah, it was. It was. It starts up again in August, I think I saw.
August, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. American Idol has cleared out everybody. A whole new panel of judges coming in.
No one cares.
Yeah, what? Ever since Simon left.
No one cares anymore.
Maybe Simon knew that this downfall was coming and left.
Well, yeah, it already started. But the problem is now he moved to that other show, which is even worse.
What was it?
Well, X-Factor's even worse.
X-Factor, yeah.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good. But maybe Simon knew that this was coming and decided to jump ship.
I think we all saw that this was coming.
Yeah. Again, it's another show that cannot keep up the juggernaut that it is. All great empires fall.
You gotta know when to leave. The best shows know when their time is up. Like Seinfeld is obviously the classic example of going out on top.
Yeah.
Like I think I remember reading somewhere that Jerry Seinfeld was offered $110 million to do another season of Seinfeld, and he turned it down just because he wanted to go out on top.
Right, and that's kind of my point too with The Walking Dead and Breaking Bad. You gotta know when to quit.
I could go another couple seasons of Breaking Bad, to be honest with you, though.
I don't know how you continue that storyline, though. It is so... I feel like it's been stretched out as much as it can be. They stretched out that whole storyline a lot.
See, I don't know. I think we could have went a lot longer. I feel like they're leaving me with something more.
But that's what every good cock tease does. Is leaves you with wanting more.
I think Breaking Bad is succeeding. I've said it time and time again. I think Breaking Bad is one of my top five TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
I think it may be going out a little too early.
But I agree with you. It's time for American Idol to shut the doors.
All those shows. You know what show is fun, though, that I watched last night is America's Got Talent. I do like that one.
I've heard that that's really good, and I have watched a couple of those. I've heard those are really good.
That one's fun just because it's something different. Howard Stern's really good. I don't really like any of those shows anymore.
Yeah, it's time for all those to close up shop. And to be honest with you, maybe it's time for Survivor and all those to close up, leave out
it's
on top.
It's getting there. From what I've seen of next season, it's getting there.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be time. And I hate to say it, because I love sitting down every week and talking to you guys about Survivor and all that shit. But what are we on, 27 seasons?
But is that an end to reality TV when those big ones go?
Yes.
Are we done with the reality TV craze?
Yes.
Or is there another one that's going to string us along?
No, I think once you lose the big ones like Survivor, The Amazing Race, Big Brother, American Idol in a sense, I think that pretty much does it for those types of shows.
And reality television just ceases as a genre.
No, I don't think so. You have all those other shit shows on True TV that will continue on. You know, reality TV is always going to live in, like, Pawn Stars and The Deadliest Catch, shows like that.
Yeah.
But the competition shows are going to come to an end.
Yeah, I mean, once Survivor goes off the air, are networks still going to, like, want to take risks now with reality shows and put on new shows? I mean, if Survivor can't make it, like, is a new competition going to make it? I don't know.
It's so hard to introduce a new show like that. I can't... And maybe that's why Survivor was such a hit, is it was something so different. And maybe we need that again. Maybe we need something so different. I don't know what there is to do, though. I mean, are all the good ideas gone?
No, because people keep ripping off the same ones over and over again.
True.
I think there's new ones out there, sure.
But is there a genre of TV? Because back in 1999, 2000, we had no idea what was coming in terms of Survivor and Big Brother and all of those. Is there something else out there that can shake up the world like they did?
Maybe. I don't know.
I will never forget. Because growing up, we had satellite TV out on the farm. I mean, we got satellite TV early. We got DirecTV before it was DirecTV. I don't even know what it was called. Like in 94, 95, 96, somewhere in there. Anyway, back in those days, and up till I moved to Dish, I had LA and New York TV stations. So in the summer times, when I was in high school, I would always get up and be able to watch. I loved watching Good Day LA with Steve Edwards, Jillian Barbary, and what was the entertainment reporter's name? Dorothy Lucy. I would love to set up and get up in the mornings in the summertime and watch them. And I will never forget when Dorothy Lucy, she had a report one day on a new show being filmed out on an island where people were getting voted off and kicked off the island, coming up, you know, possibly, you know, next summer. And I just remember thinking, wow, that's something new on television. How is this going to fare? And it turned out to be Survivor. It might have been Prime Star there, Faithy. Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know if there is another genre to crack into. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. But the fact that those shows were so different is what shocked the world, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting different anymore. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. I just don't know if there's any good ideas left out there.
I mean, I also believe that TV, as it in its current form, will be gone within the next 20 years.
Probably before that.
Maybe even before that, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, because people are wanting things on demand more than ever. Mm. I mean, I certainly don't watch anything live except Survivor.
Yeah, I barely watch anything.
You know?
I think everybody's going to be a cord cutter within the next 20 years.
Yeah, I
think
so. I do too. Oh, well, should we get out of here for the week? Should we end on top?
Let's go out on top, everybody.
This is episode 399 of RFF Radio. Our next episode is 400.
If only Trevor could have stuck around till 400.
No, he is here. He will be here for 400
shows.
He will be
here. I'll be back next week to celebrate 400 episodes of RFF Radio.
You might be in the chat room.
None of which I've been on.
Now, Trevor will be back next week, folks. We wanted to, like I said, rffradio.com/bigbrother. That was the big reason for doing a show tonight. But we had fun. This was fun.
Yes, we did.
So how can people get a hold of you?
They can get me on Twitter at FunnyNicoTweets.
You need a new Twitter name.
You don't like that one?
Not really.
I don't really like
how
it.
How about the Nico1234?
I thought of that.
I know, right?
If only I'd thought of that one.
You can catch me, Rob, at rffradio.com, twitter.com/RobRFF, and facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the support. Episode 400 coming up next week. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon.